Well, Snoftude is the man in the band. Fine and cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again, wherever you are in the world, to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Oh my gosh, you know, we saved up for how long? For your haircut?
2 years.
2 years? I know you've been putting the bowl over my head so I'm looking like Weird Paul Petrosky to save some money, but did you have to come back with a Karen haircut?
It's not a Karen haircut.
Well, it's darn close to it.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Don't you want to warm up and say, you know...
I want to speak to your manager.
You got to practice that.
Yeah, no, I'm too nice for that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, darn. I was going to have some fun, but it's not working out. Okay, we got to focus on the show this week. And we're going into Dave and Sandy's world, apparently, with the Limburger Lounge tribute to a look at Dave and Sandy's Welcome to Our World album.
Okay.
Well, it's Limburger Lounge, right?
Yes.
Of course. And on top of that, the celebrity slip-up, we have a guy hasn't been on TV in decades. He sort of creeped out people if you listen to his song, The Men in My Little Girl's Life These Days. But he goes over the top with Smile, Smile, Smile in the celebrity slip-up this week. We'll tell you a little more later. But we're starting off the show. Hey, this is kind of fun. Kids playing ukuleles. The Halifax School Music Department, the A Ukulele Group, with Chalmersdone being the conductor. He put out a pile of albums covering interesting hits of the 70s. Alley Cat coming up shortly, but we have The Entertainer from the movie The Sting. Different take on it. On
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back.
Bringing you your weekly fix of fun, foolishness, and long-forgotten cheese.
Cheese.
With the Halifax School Music's department's A Ukulele Group, conductor Chalmers Doan from the music department of the Halifax School Board, doing two songs there. A Alley Cat, famous song, chart-topping hit from the 1960s. And before that, the movie The Sting had The Entertainer in their version of it, written back in the early 1900s by Scott Joplin. But they They had a unique spin on it, I guess.
Yes, because they're kids playing ukuleles.
Wow, you know, that's a great idea for school. You know, the easiest thing you could probably play, and I can't, a ukulele.
Yes.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and we're going to do this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Welcome, audience, to the Limburger Zone. I'm
yes.
not Rod Serling,
no.
but I'm trying to sound like him, and it's not working.
No, it is absolutely not.
But ultimately, you're welcome to come here
into the cheesy zone.
Yes, and Dave and Sandy's insane Limburger Lounge world. Well, I tried, you know.
And it's definitely insane.
Yeah. This is an album we found at a thrift store, and that's not a real surprise now, is it?
No.
And that's what it says. Welcome to our world. This is Dave and Sandy that sound like they spent many years in the Limburger Lounge. So we're going to play three songs by them. Coming up shortly, we'll have Already Gone. I think that's the Eagles cover.
Oh. Yes, probably.
Before that, and shortly, you'll hear Dog Dry Dog. I don't write the titles, I just play them. But we're starting off with their cover of the Bee Gees song, To Love Somebody. And that may not be lovable for your ears, but you know.
It's cheese, please. Get used to it.
You're listening to our show, right? Right here on
Cheese Please.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. And I want my life to be a little bit of you, a little bit of you. there's a way. Everybody says to do each and every little thing, but what good does it bring if I ain't got you, babe? If I ain't got you, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. I see your face again, and I know my prayers are mine. It don't have to be so blind, and I'm glad, so glad I'm a woman. See what I am, and I'm living on dreams for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you, babe? If I ain't got you, you don't know what it's like. To love somebody the way I love you. No, baby, baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody.
Nobody has to know about this.
Hey, we're cool with that.
Oh, don't look so shocked.
Cheese, please.
Dry dog, what am I doing here?
what am I doing here? Said me, oh my lord, lord, I got things to do. I can't get off of my butt, dry dog. What am I doing here? Dry dog, what am I doing here? Said me, oh my lord, lord, I got things to do. I can't get off of my butt. Dry dog.
Keith Lee, the dog, dry dog, Dave and Sandy, and to love somebody. Before that, we're going to play another one. One more. We're going to put you through one more, right?
Yes.
Already gone. So am I on
Cheese, Please.
When I heard some people talking just the other day, and they said you were going. Let me tell you, I got some news for you, and you'll soon find out it's true. And then you have to eat your lunch all by yourself, because I'm already gone, and I'm feeling strong, and I will sing this victory song, because I'm
with Dave and Sandy and their version of the Eagles classic Already Gone, which I personally...
And they're already gone because we're done with them.
Well, yeah, but I was going to say, I like their version versus the Eagles.
I'm more of an Eagles girl, sorry.
Yeah, but you're supposed to ask me why.
Okay, why do you like their version better, Snarf Dude?
Because the Eagles gets played to death on radio.
Well, nobody's going to play this on the radio.
Except us, of course.
True.
As we leave their world behind in our Limburger Lounge, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and let's move along again.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
please.
And in the slip up this week, a man that made himself a name with a song called The Men in My Little Girl's Life in the 1960s.
I thought he made himself a name doing other things.
Yes, he moved on to television in the 70s, was very popular on daytime television, interviewing celebrities for The Mike Douglas Show.
Did he do a game show?
He probably did.
I have some vague Mike Douglas game show memory. I'll have to go look that up later.
Yes, and also he put out many different albums, including one in the 70s, where he goes rather over the top. Which is why he's here, doing
exactly.
Smile, smile, smile. He sounds like the Count. Well, not really.
Not really.
On
Cheese, Please.
I saw a sparkle of rain. I saw it kissing a rose. It made me smile, smile, smile. I felt a butterfly's wings. I felt it tickle my nose. It made me smile, smile, smile. I heard the whole world sing and bells start to chime. The day a baby walked for the very first time. The smallest moment of joy can fill your heart with a smile and make it all worthwhile. Hey, what's that look on your face? The world's a much better place. I saw you smile, smile.
Mike Douglas in A World I Want to Live In, But I Know Doesn't Exist. And smile, smile, smile.
I don't want to smile. I think I might have seen him on Match Game, and that's why I thought he hosted a game show.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, he never wanted to do anything except for a talk show.
Ah, that makes sense. Him and Merv Griffin were competitors, I suppose, in the 70s afternoon daytime television, along with...
Of a type, yes.
Soaps and everything else that was back then. I don't think much has really changed now, has it? It's all game shows, though, these days.
Mm.
And soaps. Occasionally.
Talk shows.
Deidre Hall is still on Days of Our Lives. My gosh.
I know. Crazy, eh?
I feel old.
You are old.
My name is Starfield.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please. And we got to go back to the haircut thing, because you complained about the bowl. So I'm not going to use the bowl anymore.
Oh, wait. This guy.
Nope. I've got a plan.
Well, that's good.
I don't want to talk about the guy. I want to talk about your hair.
Okay.
I have these clippers that I use to clip the dog's bum.
Oh,
and I'm going to start using them to shave your head.
No!
Since you think the bowl haircut makes you look like this crazy guy.
No. Weird Paul Petrosky keeps popping up in my Facebook feed. I have no idea who he is, but he has a bowl haircut. That's all I know. And he likes to pose with pictures for celebrities. That's all I know about the man. So that's why I said, you know, my hair looks like his. That's all I get to say.
Dog clippers. After I clip the bum, I'm clipping you.
Oh, no. I think that's my cue. Oh, I got to bury my head in here. Well, no, I didn't bury my head.
Be very, very careful.
I was going to bury my head after you told me that, but I don't think that's a good idea.
No, that would snap your neck.
Yeah. We're ending off the show this week with Red Simpson and the Flying Saucer Man and the Truck Driver.
Yep.
Okay, until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
I was pushing my rig out across the desert one morning, about 3. And there was nobody else out on the road. Nobody except for me. When I saw what looked like a flying saucer sitting by the side of the road. So I hit the air and I stopped it right there and I darn near lost my load. Well, I crawled out my rig and I walked on over to this funny looking flying machine. It had some weird designs and some funny looking signs like I ain't never seen. Then I heard this tapping inside, so I opened up the door just to see what I could see. And to my surprise, right before my eyes was a little man looking at me. And he said, pushing this flying saucer from Mars to Venus and back. But this time he misjudged directions and he kind of got off the track. He said, could you help me get my engine started? I said, I'll do what I can do. Well, I gave him a jump and he said,
thank you, truck driver.
And he flew off into the blue. Now I ain't telling anyone what I saw that night from the cab of my truck, cause they'd never believe me anyhow and they might try to lock me up. So I'll keep it to myself, but I'll keep a close watch when I'm on the desert again. Cause maybe someday he'll come back this way and I'll hear him singing again.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Can you imagine not being able to read? Did you know that 1 in 8 children in Canada do not read at grade level? When kids fall behind, they run the risk of dropping out of school. This leads to adults who don't have access to vital information or fulfilling work. You can help by becoming a United for Literacy volunteer. You'll gain leadership skills while sharing your love of learning with others. Visit www.unitedforliteracy.ca.
You're listening